USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
President Trump is in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, pushing for the USMCA, a new trade agreement between the U.S., Mexico, and Canada. The president says the NAFTA replacement will improve global trade relations.
We restore our economy. We're really restoring our standing in the world. We're respected again. America is respected again, like it hasn't been respected in many, many years. We were laughed at. We were a patsy.
Trump says the new agreement will protect American workers and incentivize companies to keep their operations in the U.S. Storm surge already splashing water into roadways across southern Louisiana, with Barry expected to make landfall Saturday morning. This New Orleans woman says seeing the strong current and high water on Lake Pontchartrain has her worried.
I see the lake look like it's about to overflow, and it's splashing up on land. I'm kind of scared now.
20 to 25 inches of rain expected this weekend in parts of Louisiana. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
After mass protests following allegations of rampant corruption in his administration, Ricardo Rosello has resigned as the governor of Puerto Rico. He named a former congressman as his successor, but experts say that the Puerto Rican Supreme Court may ultimately weigh in on the succession. President Trump and leaders of the European Union have agreed on a trade deal that will result in the U.S. sending more beef to Europe. Speaking at the White House, the president said this new deal is good news for the American beef industry in particular.
Today we're signing a breakthrough agreement that will make it easier to export American beef into the European Union. We've been under negotiation for quite a while, and our beef farmers, we didn't think we were being treated fair, but the European Union stepped up.
The agreement still needs approval from the European Parliament. It marks a potential victory on the trade front for Trump as he escalates the fight with China and threatens additional tariffs against France. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Vice President Mike Pence telling the latest job numbers. Here's USA's Chris Barnes.
Shortly after a good July jobs report was released by the government Friday morning, Vice President Pence was speaking in Atlanta, saying the economy is booming.
Since Election Day 2016, businesses large and small across America have created 6.2 million new jobs.
The July report showing the economy added 164,000 jobs, about 10,000 more than economists were expecting. The jobless rate unchanged at 3.7%.
After a judge recommended the firing of the NYPD officer accused of leading to the death of Eric Garner, New York Mayor Bill de Blasio spoke to reporters, but he was interrupted by protesters demanding the firing of police officer Daniel Pantaleo.
It would change everything that people were feeling to see an actual process.
Pantaleo's lawyer will have about 2 weeks to submit a response before Police Commissioner James O'Neill makes a final decision on the matter. While speaking with reporters, Police Benevolent Association President Patrick Lynch took issue with the judge's decision.
The judge advocate of the New York City Police Department needs to pull this back and reevaluate because she did not understand the law.
The officer is accused of using a banned chokehold in the July 2014 death of Eric Garner. For USA Radio.